People have been increasingly looking to buy stuff online, and that often means making their purchases on Amazon. But a new report argues cities and school districts across the country are online buying is hurting the public. The Institute for Local Self-Reliance looked at a contract between Amazon and U.S. communities, which helps facilitate public agencies joining up in purchasing contracts. The Institute estimates 1,500 cities and school districts have signed on so far, although those that do are not required to only buy their supplies through Amazon. Stacy Mitchell is co-director of the Institute for Local Self-Reliance, and she joins me via Skype. And Stacy, what exactly were you looking for and looking at in this report?
We started looking at the fact that cities are spending more of their dollars with Amazon. And in particular, we ran across this contract that Amazon secured last year. It's a national contract through a joint purchasing cooperative. And we decided to look more closely at this contract. And what we found is that this deal deviates from a lot of the norms in that govern public sector procurement, and that it really puts public dollars at risk and public transparency at risk in ways that we found alarming.
So in terms of the contract itself, does this just mean that cities and to some extent school districts are buying supplies, paper, pens, notebooks, paper clips, whatever, from Amazon as opposed to local businesses?
Yeah, I mean, cities and school districts generally try to buy most of the goods that they need through competitively bid contracts. So while it's true that cities and school districts are buying more sort of odds and ends kinds of things through Amazon in an off-contract way, and a certain amount of spending is always off-contract, in general, cities try to keep most of their spending on contract. And this is this contract that Amazon won opens the way now for what has been a small amount of spending on Amazon to become billions of dollars of public sector spending that shifts to Amazon.
Did your report find that businesses that had been getting that business before are now really losing out?
That's what we're hearing from independent office supply dealers and other competing businesses around the country.
Is there evidence to suggest that cities are spending more money through this contract or spending less money? I mean, people often go to Amazon both for prices and for convenience. Are cities not getting those things by buying through Amazon?
Normally, the whole point of having a contract and the reason that governments bid out the supplies that they need is that they have companies come back and offer them fixed prices. That's really critical for public transparency, for ensuring that local governments get the absolute best value for public dollars. What we found in this contract was really quite surprising. There are no fixed prices. The prices that cities pay under this contract are the same prices that are available on Amazon Business to any other entity. And those prices are dynamic. They fluctuate. So we think there are a lot of concerns here that this contract, because it doesn't have those fixed prices and uses this strange dynamic pricing approach, that cities and school districts are going to get ripped off.
I want to ask you about what you found in Phoenix, because it seems as though the results that you found here differ kind of from what you found in a lot of other places.
That's right. You know, as part of this research, we sent out information requests to about 60 different cities, counties, and school districts across the country. And we asked them about how much they're spending with Amazon. And we got their data from 2016, which was before this contract was in place. And what was so interesting is that Phoenix was one of a handful of places that really did very little spending with Amazon, just $700 during 2016, which was really quite low. So it was quite striking. And so we contacted the city and looked more closely at Phoenix's policies. And what we found is that the city has in place a number of policies really to keep a close eye on public dollars. And that they told us that they very much are looking for bids that are for contracts that are competitively bid, and that they do a lot of those contracts themselves. If they do sign onto a joint contract like this U.S. Communities deal with Amazon, they're looking to make sure it has the same kinds of, you know, competitively bid, the same kinds of things that they would do in their own process.
I guess the thing that I'm a little bit confused by is that, let's say I need a new laptop or something, and I'm a procurement officer for, you know, City X.
I can go to Amazon and find out how much it's going to cost. I can go to Best Buy and find out how much it's going to cost. I can go to the Phoenix laptop store and find out how much it's going to cost. What's the difference, I guess, whether a city is signed on to this contract or not, in terms of trying to get the best price? Because it sounds like the contract doesn't lock you into using it. If Amazon has the best price, use it. If Amazon doesn't have the best price, then don't.
Yeah, I mean, the problem there is that you're asking an individual employee to shop around for every little thing that they buy. The whole purpose of having a contract is that you're getting a volume discount. A city employee, I mean, what you're effectively asking them to do in that situation is every time there's supplies that are needed to go out and price shop those on an individual basis, that's not really very feasible, and it makes it very hard as an administrator overseeing that to know if that in fact is happening, if they are getting the best prices. And then if you're a citizen, there's also no way, if you want to look into how public dollars are being spent, there's no transparency there. You know, in the case of a competitively bid contract, you can go pull all those contract documents and say, oh, here's what are the different offers, and I can see which one the city chose. And you can evaluate that independently as to whether that was a good deal or not.
Stacy Mitchell is co-director of the Institute for Local Self-Reliance. We also reached out to Amazon for a statement. In it, a spokeswoman says Amazon Business was awarded the contract after a formal evaluation, quote, which included performance and cost criteria, end quote, the competitively solicited contract helps education and public sector organizations purchase directly from the Amazon Business Marketplace, which includes small, local, and socioeconomically diverse businesses. More than 90,000 public sector organizations, from individual schools to school districts to higher education institutions across the nation, can now access multiple purchasing categories in an online marketplace, as well as be confident they're receiving dynamic and competitive pricing, end quote. We'll post the entire statement as well as the study at theshow.kjzz.org.